I'm Aaron Kane for WFIU Arts. Chamberfest Brown County is in full swing, featuring musicians from near and far, and three of them have joined me over Zoom to talk about this year's festival.
I'm Andreas Ioannidis. I'm a pianist. I'm also the artistic director of Chamberfest Brown County. I actually graduated from IU in 2019 with my doctorate, studying with Mr. Pressler, and now I reside full-time in Ireland, where I'm teaching at the Cork School of Music.
My name is Larry Newman. I play viola. I'm a member of the Chicago Symphony, along with my colleagues in the Lincoln String Quartet. We're all here at the festival this week.
I'm John Sharp, and I also play in the Chicago Symphony. I'm principal cello.
This is the second year this is happening, correct?
That is correct. It's basically a classical music festival focusing on chamber music. So this year it's August 14 through 20, and we have six concerts and one poetry event. The schedule you can find in detail on our website. So on Wednesday, August 17th, we have a performance which we're naming Clarinet Transformations. And that's going to be centered around the clarinet that's happening at the National United Methodist Church in Nashville, Indiana. Then on Thursday, August 18th, then we have a concert for larger ensembles. We're playing the piano quartet by Brahms in G minor, and that will be with pianist Elizabeth Pridenoff, who used to teach at the Cincinnati Conservatory of Music for many, many years. And she'll be joining the Lincoln String Quartet members. And then finally, in the second half, we're having the Franck Piano Quintet. I will be playing piano part for that and the same string ensemble. Then on Friday, we have a piano trio concert, which involves me, but not the Lincoln String Quartet. I'm playing a piano trio with IU Jacobs professor Mark Kaplan and Peter Stumpf, violin and cellist. Very excited about that. And finally, on Saturday, August 20th, the Lincoln String Quartet. They're starting off with the American String Quartet by Dvorak. And then after intermission, they're doing the glorious Brahms String Sextet in G, the second one, and they're going to be joined by two members of the Pacifica Quartet, Brandon Palmas on cello and Mark Holloway on viola. So that's going to be at the Brown County Playhouse at 7 p.m.
So how has it been preparing the works for these performances?
We just got out of the rehearsal, first rehearsal for the Franck Quintet, which is a wonderful piece, and it was really a joy to work on it and to discover what's happening.
Yeah. Stimulating and refreshing to play with new people, to meet Andreas and play with a new musician and hear his thoughts and ideas and how he plays.
Have you had a chance to rehearse and perform in the venues yet, and what do you think of them?
We're using three churches in Nashville. The Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday concerts are at the Nashville United Methodist Church, which is a beautiful, beautiful space. And on top of that, we're in Brown County, which is one of the most beautiful areas in Indiana. It really is a destination for any kind of tourist and also music lover. So I think that we're onto something there in terms of bringing music and nature together.
Music is consumed so much and heard so much today through electric amplification of some sort. There's no end to the ways that people can hear music online or stereo or radio or whatever, headphones, et cetera. But I feel strongly that acoustic music in particular and older styles of music like so-called classical music, it's a different kind of experience that so many people today don't get to have. They don't get to very often hear music, acoustic music, unamplified, no electricity, with these instruments that were designed sometimes hundreds of years ago. And these people that lived so long ago and that saw life differently because times were different.
I completely agree with what Larry has said. You can't put into words maybe a certain moment or the whole piece, but you go, I know what the composer was feeling. You understand what they felt. And I think that's why music is so amazing and so great. And there's really no substitute for it. I mean, you can't really say in words what these things are saying, but you recognize it.
John Sharp, Larry Newman, and Andreas Ioannidis, thank you so much for speaking with me about Chamberfest Brown County 2022.
Thank you
for having us.
More information at the festival's website, chamberfestbrowncounty.com. I'm Aaron Kane for WFIU Arts.